It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number two, and Tucker's Tape is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. For the best single-game RV in Happy Valley, check out GoPSURV.com. We've talked all season about GoPSURV.com, but
we are exactly 8 days away from me being in an RV at GoPSURV. And by the way, it's mandatory if you are getting an RV for the Wisconsin weekend that if you see me, you say hello. Mandatory. Don't be one of those people in life that's like, oh, I didn't know if I should bother. You're not bothering me. Okay?
Come say hi.
Up to me and say, Ross, I love you on KSN. You're by far the best person. You're the only reason I listen. That I'm okay with that.
Early weather looks like it's going to be like a football, like a good football day, like maybe 50 degrees on that, depending on when
today's
you're
today's a good football
today's
day.
Today's a great football day.
This is the
day.
Best weather in the history of November.
Yeah, we've got an early November, a little warm pattern here. 70-something degrees today. For more information about the best individual RV experience for a Penn State game, go to PSURV.com for all the details. All right, we're talking about Iowa with you, Ross, and you had a long list of notes, longer than most weeks. In fact, I'd say it was your longest of season. It was the most bizarre 60 minutes of football I can. It was just weird.
It was adventurous, is what it was.
It should have been 20 some nothing, maybe.
It was a highly unusual game for so many different reasons. I mean, you know, if the Iowa quarterback wasn't terrible, they would have won the game.
Oh.
Ooh, he was real. And I think he's actually pretty good most of the time.
He's a pro prospect, apparently.
He was awful.
He looked like Hackenberg.
How did you miss the tight? The tight end was the one like that. I mean, there wasn't
even. They didn't even throw to their tight end the first half.
Well, you mean them down the middle?
Down the middle. Down the middle. I mean, there's not even anybody within 20 yards of him.
And he overthrew him by 20 yards.
He overthrew him by like a no chance.
Nate Stanley, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, it's so funny because there
really are. I can't wait till the Giants take him.
So many different ways to look at it. You know what I mean? Like, you can look at that game and say, Iowa should have won, right?
Correct.
For a million different reasons. You can also look at it and say,
Penn State should have won.
Well, if Sanders don't have that fumble,
right,
and he doesn't do the pick six, Penn State wins going away.
Right.
So it probably netted out to about where it should be. I got to tell you guys, I was feeling really, really bad in the first half of the game.
Yes.
Do you know why?
Yes, I do.
No, don't say it. I want to see if Bob knows why.
Were you thinking about the 2004 game?
No.
Oh.
Last week, I said, so every week I said, they better be careful about Trace. He could get injured. They better be careful about Trace. He could get injured. And last week I said, I'm going to stop saying that. He's indestructible. Nothing will ever happen to him. And you were like, don't say that. Don't say that. We knocked on wood. And I said, then I watched him get hurt. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
It looked bad. Like I thought that it was a significantly worse injury than it was.
It looked really bad. When I was watching the game, I'm like, okay, you know what a bad one looks like? I'm like, that's a bad one.
It was the quietest I had heard Beaver Stadium in a long time. It was really, really quiet.
So I was feeling like I jinxed him, and it was my fault. And
you're lucky.
I'd get fired from this job by our boss,
you were in
Jim Galante. I think it'd be over. So that stood out to me. I don't understand the wide receiver drops. Some of these things. I'm going to ask you guys this.
Okay.
Pretend you're the listeners. For Tucker's Tape, should I stop mentioning the drops and the lack of D-tackle depth? Like, the stuff that we say every week, should I just say stuff that was new for this week? Because that other stuff is the same every week.
Can I address the D-tackle one? No. No, you should always talk about the lack of depth at D-tackle. Robert Windsor, 66 of 89 snaps. Kevin Givens, 62 of 89. Antonio Shelton, 20. P.J. Mustipher, 11.
What happened to C.J. Thorpe?
What
happened to the C.J. Thorpe experience?
I don't know. He was probably kicking somebody on the sideline.
You know what's really bad about that? You know what's really bad about that? Windsor and Givens are not like all Big Ten players.
You know what I mean?
No.
Like, you play guys that much if they're like the Clemson dudes, right? Or like if they're guys that are elite difference-making players. They're just guys.
They're Windsor had a good game against Iowa. You know, I thought he created some, but I mean, 66. First of all, you got to play 89 snaps on defense. 66 or 70 would be a normal, respectable number that your defense is on the field, and you think one of your starting tackles would play 40.
The bill is coming due. Yes. And it's coming due soon. It cannot continue like this without there being an effect. And it very well might be the Michigan game. But there's no way this can continue without them really paying a price.
Michigan State, Iowa, Michigan, Wisconsin. Oh, no, there was an Indiana game in there. But still,
100-snap Indiana game.
Yeah, 100 snaps. It's just a shame. You know, this is why – let me just do a little plug here for KSN, okay? This is why it's so important that you listen to Keystone Sports Network year-round. And this is why it's so important that you listen to what Greg says about the recruiting stuff. Because what have we talked about? How long has KSN been around?
This is almost our four-year anniversary. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, more than that.
No, 2014.
Yeah.
Fall of 14.
Because I remember talking about McSorley's high school video. So that must have been, he was a freshman. I went back and watched him or something.
That's exactly what it was.
But we've been talking for 4 years that their D-tackle recruiting is not good enough, and it's come to roost this year, and it's probably the biggest reason why they're not what they could be otherwise.
It is. If you look at the way they lose games, no pressure on the quarterback, and the other teams play pitch and catch down the stretch.
And their run defense. I mean,
yeah,
I'm actually surprised Iowa didn't run the ball better. I'll give them credit. Penn State's run defense was actually decent, right?
That number 10 was a good running back for Iowa. He consistently made yards after contact. He usually made the first guy miss. He was a good player. I mean, if you're Iowa, I mean,
their tight ends are awesome.
Yeah,
they should just throw the ball to their tight ends.
Well, they didn't
throw
the first. They didn't even target Font until there was 12 minutes to go in the game.
I know.
And then he caught five passes,
and they could not stop him. Penn State could not stop that dude. I don't know why you didn't just keep throwing it to him. Because
that was a very curious coach game by Kirk Ferentz. That decision he made right before half, we could talk about that. Going forward on 4th and 10 at midfield.
And I'll say this about Windsor and Givens. They actually were getting some pressure on him.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Both those guys were getting some pressure. Can we just talk about my dude, Yetur.
It's all yours.
Dude, he might be the best player on the team. Who's the best player on Penn State's football? Oh, Trace McSorley. Who's the second best player on Penn State's football
team? I mean, I think it would be Yetur. I do like Amani a lot, but I think Yetur is more impactful.
Yeah, I would say Miles Sanders is in the top three, but I don't think he's ahead of Yetur.
In terms of how they impact the game,
yeah.
I would say
Trace 1,
Yetur 2. Maybe Amani 3, Miles 4. Yeah.
If they don't have Yetur, what are we talking about for this defense? Oof.
Yeah. You know what bothered me a lot about that game, by the way? There was a mental error on the Miles Sanders Trace exchange. KJ Hamler was not where he was supposed to be. That's what screwed that play up. I don't know if that was KJ or Trace, the cadence, but you can't have mental errors like that. I mean, it's week – what was it, week 9?
That was their 8th game.
Yeah, week 9.
Yeah.
You can't have mental errors like that. So that really bothered me. By the way, in my notes that I emailed you guys because I was typing on my computer as I was watching, 3 different times I typed, Stanley was terrible.
He's so bad. I can't.
3 different times, Stanley's terrible. The pick 6 by Trace – it's kind of like the Michigan State game. I don't know what else to say other than it was just really, real bad.
Yeah.
Real bad. And he's a great player.
The knee injury had nothing to do with it.
He wasn't even close to open. Yeah. There was like 3 guys that could have picked up. Yeah. And by the way, that kid wanted to go to Penn State.
I know, Geno Stone.
That's a Newcastle kid who wanted to go to Penn State.
You're listening to Tucker's Tape, brought to you by the best single game RV experience. GoPSURV.com. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light.
And also, by the way.
Keep going, Ross.
Also, he had plenty of time on that pick. It wasn't like he was rushed or hurried. It was like he just threw
it. Thank God Nate Stanley was there to just kind of give it right back at about six plays or whatever it was on first and goal from the three.
Well, here's a couple more Tucker Tape thing. Right. Koa Farmer is just a disappointment. And it's – that would just – the wide receivers regression, the veteran receivers, and Koa Farmer, that would concern me if I were James Franklin. Like, how is it that Koa Farmer is worse than he was 2 years ago when he was making all those plays, blitzing off the edge against Wisconsin in the Rose Bowl? In the Rose Bowl.
They don't even blitz him anymore. When they do, it's not good.
That's the only thing he does well. They should do that with him again. Nick Scott actually caught the interception, so that's a positive. He almost took it back to the house, by the way.
Yeah.
Is he a former running back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is. That's right.
Yeah.
So that was a positive.
You could say the Michigan State game difference was Amani didn't catch it.
And Garrett Taylor.
Ross, real quick, what did you think of them using Micah as a stand-up defensive end to rush the passer to try and close
like
it out?
I like it. Let's do more of that. Even have him doing it in the middle.
He was late in the game. He was in the middle.
I love that because they don't have great interior rushers. So have Givens on one side or Windsor and have Micah stand up and let him try to rush against a guard or just knife in. I think that's a great wrinkle. There's one other thing I'm sure you talked about in Six for Saturday. Pinniger.
Yeah. Bob
Pinniger. That son of a gun.
That old sandbagging.
You motorboating son of a gun. You like to motorboat? You motorboat.
Yeah.
Pinniger is that motorboating son of a gun, Pinniger.
His parents are going to be thrilled if they're listening to this.
And here's the thing, though. It makes you wonder about the Michigan State game. He didn't let him kick those kicks against Michigan State. Now, he did miss some chip shots, so, yeah. You know, that goes both ways. So those are my big takeaways for this week, I guess.
I think the covering the tight ends, and Iowa's tight ends are good, and Shea Patterson will throw the ball to the tight end this
Michigan's
week.
Michigan's tight ends are good.
And Penn State has not done a good job of covering tight ends all year long. I don't know what the adjustment is. I don't know if you can make any adjustment. I don't know what it is, but I think that one late in the game
when
was
you're
a big
six,
one.
Well, yeah, but you're trying to cover a 6'6", 250-pound guy. Good luck if he's athletic. I mean,
yeah.
There's a lot of real bad matchups for Penn State against Michigan. We'll get into that.
All right, that's it for quarter number two from the Labatt Blue Studio. They are your questions, and we have lots of them. He will provide the answers. Ask Ross is next. Stick with us. We will be right back.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.